So, you know why I know the amount of torment you're going through?
Why?
Because that's what I go through. That's just, you're transforming into goddess right now. And so what we're doing is we're releasing for all the goddesses out there who are tortured and everything. It feels like close to insanity, right?
Yes.
Good. You're doing it right. Can you turn up your volume a little bit?
Of course. Yes. Is it better?
Yeah, even more so would be great.
Okay. That's the highest I can
play. Okay, that's fine. You just sound very quiet. So, how much do you know about what I do?
Just from your website and reading and understanding a little bit about different things I've read from there.
Okay, so you haven't tapped into the podcast yet.
No.
Okay, you're going to benefit a lot from the podcast, because what you're going to do is go through the podcast, and each one of them is like your own private session with me.
Okay.
And that's going to alleviate a lot of this stuff after what we do today.
Okay.
So you know I make sounds, right?
Yes.
And I'm converting your pain into sound and dissipating it. I'm moving the pain out of you and just getting rid of it. All right?
Okay.
And there seems to be a stubbornness in your head. It doesn't even feel like your own. It almost, no. You know what it feels like?
What?
Feels like some energy, something, I don't know, because I've never experienced this before. Something put like this blockage in your head so you couldn't connect to your higher self.
It makes sense.
Doesn't that resonate? Do you know about the taps I do?
Yes.
Another thing is, you're pretty local to me. So my energy field spans at least the earth. You know, I've trained myself to do that, right? To help people. Mm-hmm. So you being local, you're just a couple suburbs away. You're right in my energy field. And you're so sensitive to goddess that you're experiencing exactly what I feel, but you don't have the training or the awareness to deal with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that's okay, because I'm going to make you as strong as me today, okay?
Okay.
We got this. You're fine, okay?
Okay.
And of course nobody understands this. We're taking humanity into the fifth dimension and above. You're not insane.
Thank you.
Why wouldn't your husband help you?
He didn't know how, and he didn't think the hospital was the right thing. I just said
to actually, you. he did you a favor. Okay, so the way you made it sound is like he wasn't validating you. But he was validating you. You wouldn't have gotten better if you didn't have this session with me and you went there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so be careful how you convey your husband, because he does care about you. And what I inferred from your conversation was that he didn't.
Okay.
All right, so he's on your side, so make sure that you don't betray him that way, okay?
Yes.
Goddess does not betray her love. Never.
No, I adore him. I adore him.
Okay, so don't betray him that way, okay? It's important.
Yes.
I'm teaching people how to be goddess and to be in goddess energy. And part of that is to honor your man or your partner. So I'm going to clear that energy up, because you pushed him away a little bit. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you pushed him away. You kind of like was throwing him under the bus a little bit, feeling sorry for yourself.
Yes. So
don't do that. No.
Okay.
Goddess does not throw her love under the bus ever. Goddess will take it before she does that to her love, okay?
Yes.
And this is so different. See, there's such a defining line between being used by male energy and honoring your man. So the whole key is to have the man that you adore and you know and trust. But you don't do this for any man. You do this for your man. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The problem with Goddess out there is she's doing it for any man that lands in her lap, literally. And that's where she gets betrayed. Do you see?
Yes.
This is sacred. This is sacred. This love that we give to him is sacred. And then that draws him towards us, and then that allows us to feed from his strength. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to give you this tap. Ooh, that was part of what happened with you, is you pushed him away, so you stopped drawing upon his strength when you did that.
Okay.
His strength keeps you balanced. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So you're a team. You're God and Goddess. And he doesn't have to know it. He doesn't have to realize it. But you know it. And you're Goddess. And your knowingness is enough, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you something to say. You're going to say it 3 times. We'll tap it on the top of your head. And a 4th time, we'll tap it on your chest, okay?
Okay, yes.
And I say we, I don't say I. You know that, right?
Yes.
We release pushing our man away in all moments. Nope. For one thing, 2 things. Don't be rude to me by talking before I finish. That's very rude, because it's not just words. I'm doing something in energy. So don't do that again. You know better, okay?
Yes.
The other thing is, don't run through these. There's pauses in there. Pay attention to where I put the pauses, and you put the pauses there too, okay?
Okay.
We release pushing away our man in all moments.
We release pushing away our man in all moments.
Ah!
We release pushing away our man in all moments. We release pushing away our man in all moments. We release pushing away our man in all moments.
See how that feels? We draw our man close in all moments.
We draw our man close in all moments. We draw our man close in all moments. We draw our man close in all moments. We draw our man close in all moments.
Good. We remove all blockages between ourselves and our man in all moments.
We remove all blockages between ourselves and our man in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and our man in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and our man in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and our man in all moments.
We draw upon the strength of our man in all moments.
We draw upon the strength of our man in all moments. We draw upon the strength of our man in all moments. We draw upon the strength of our man in all moments. We draw upon the strength of our man in all moments.
Now feel that in your body. Do you feel yourself totally relaxing with that?
Yes.
Do you feel how you're getting fed now?
Yes.
That could have been it for just to get you back to where you were. Does that make sense?
It does.
So now we go deeper. We remove all blockages in our brain in all moments.
We remove all blockages in our brain in all moments. We remove all blockages in our brain in all moments. We remove all blockages in our brain in all moments. We remove all blockages in our brain in all moments.
From our brain, wasn't it? Or was it in? I don't know. All right, that's fine. And you don't have to pause that long. Just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
But you're doing great with that. That's perfect. Just a little bit shorter. We remove all blockages between ourselves and Source in all moments.
We remove all blockages between ourselves and Source in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and Source in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and Source in all moments. We remove all blockages between ourselves and Source in all moments.
Do you get it? Now you're very sensitive in energy. You're hypersensitive, right?
Yes.
So I can feel what a torture it must have been to feeling all this, because you're feeling a lot of what I feel, and I know what's coming at me, and I know why it's coming at me. So I am sorry that you have dealt with this alone, but I am grateful for how sensitive you are.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you feel my love now?
I do.
Do you feel it feeding you now?
I do.
Okay, so that love is palpable, tangible, and subtle senses, and it's a source for you now. Yes. Yes, you are grateful I am so close, right?
Yes.
So it's almost like it's a double-edged sword. It's like, I'm so close that you're feeling what I feel, but I'm also so close that I can wrap my love around you and protect you in a way.
See, okay.
You get a sense of that. You just told me an energy. That's what you told me. You showed me the gratitude for being so close to me. You just did it. Were you aware that you did that?
Thank you. No. No, I wasn't.
Okay. Okay, so I want you to take your right hand. Do you got your right hand free?
Yes.
I want you to take your right hand and lean your forehead into your right hand. Not the hand into the forehead into the right hand, and touch your hand as if it's my forehead. And I'm going to download my strength into you. Okay?
Okay, touch my hand as if it's your forehead.
Yes. Do you feel all of that moving out?
Yes, I do.
So we're just going to do this for as long as you need it, okay?
Thank you.
Now it's interesting, you tried to cancel this appointment, right?
Yes.
You know, that was a sabotage, right?
Yes.
Oh, did you know that your glandular system has been off?
No.
One of your glands, I don't know where they are, I don't know. But one of your glands has been off and it's been dysregulating the rest of you.
Yes, yes, something's wrong inside, yes.
No, it was wrong inside. Cancel.
Cancel.
I'm fixing it. It's been throwing off your serotonin levels. Do you know about the supplement SAM-E?
I have heard of it.
Okay, you might want to, because you know we've had some kind of like overcast days.
Yes.
I think you need more sunlight. Oh, so you might need vitamin D.
I do take that, yes.
I know, but it's better to get it in the sunlight. But, and did you know that if you go out in the sunlight and you get vitamin D from the sunlight, you have to, like, wait an hour before you shower so the vitamin D can absorb through your skin and you can benefit from that?
No, I did not know that.
Yep. A little fun fact. Okay, so at the health food store, they have SAM-E. And what it'll help is, it'll help that glandular, whatever, schism that's going on with you that has to do with lack of sunlight and tapping into this depression thing. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner. I don't know anything. All right? So don't take my advice for squat, all right? I'll say that right now. But on the other hand, if you were going to, like, just add a supplement to see if it would help, the SAM-E might be a good place to start, okay?
Okay.
And again, I don't know squat.
You got it.
Okay, so you're releasing an emotional issue from your glandular system. Do you feel the joy moving through your body now?
Not yet. I wanted to.
You're laughing. Oh. It's subtle, but... It's almost like it's almost like your glandular system, the inner mechanism of your glandular system was on strike for some reason. Ooh, have you been paying attention to current events?
No, I do not.
Okay, something got into the glandular system. Did someone like dump on you? Someone got in. Was it one of the kids or something?
No.
I don't know. Someone dumped something in your nervous system. This is why I don't listen to people's problems. You don't have to listen to people's problems to help them energetically. And they have to understand that and they have to respect that. But you don't want someone to dump their problems in your nervous system. Do you see?
Yes.
We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments.
We remove anything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove anything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove anything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove anything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments.
No. Now say it the way I said it. We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments.
We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments. We remove everything that anyone has dumped on me in all moments.
We release being lied to in all moments.
We release being lied to in all moments. We release being lied to in all moments. We release being lied to in all moments. We release being lied to in all moments.
Now, did you know that the Akashic Records are becoming obsolete?
No, I did not.
We don't need them in the fifth dimension. They're only in the third dimension, and they're used as a way to teach, but they also punish and threaten. So you've been bombarded by these Akashic Records of yours that are old memories. All these times when you loved a man and he abused you, and all these times you were traumatized, you're just being bombarded by these engrams. Does that make sense?
It does.
We remove... See, do you see how my work goes deeper than anything you've said you've paid a lot of money for?
I understand.
See how an insult it is to me? Because I give you all of what I have, right?
Yes.
None of those other practitioners downloaded into you all that they have, right?
Right.
So that's an insult to me, just so you know, in the future. If you want to insult me, compare me to others. And if you want to be insulted, have someone compare you to others. It's an insult. Because you're unique and you're special. Okay?
It won't happen again.
Well, it may. And if it does, you'll just address it. Now, an engram is a past life memories that are stored in your DNA and that you have been kicking up. So there's a belief system that you have to suffer to have self-realization, to awaken, right?
Yes.
That's the male energy bullshit. That's why it's so bottlenecked. You don't have to suffer. I mean, I suffered when I went through it, but I went through it in male energy. And what I'm saying is, no, you don't have to go through it in male energy. Let me help you. We'll go through it in goddess energy, and I will help you. Not because you owe me anything, not because you're beholden to me, not because you worship me, but because goddess loves. And you'll do this for others, spontaneously. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We remove all engrams. We remove all engrams. We remove all negative engrams in all moments.
We remove all negative engrams in all moments. Ah! We remove all negative engrams in all moments. We remove all negative engrams in all moments. We remove all negative engrams in all moments.
We release being bombarded by self-threats in all moments.
We release being bombarded by self-threats in all moments. Ah! We release being bombarded by self-threats in all moments. We release being bombarded by self-threats in all moments. We release being bombarded by self-threats in all moments.
We dissipate all the threats in all moments.
We dissipate all threats in all moments.
All the threats. Say it exactly like I say it because it's a frequency. I'm working in sound. Okay?
Yes, please repeat.
Yeah, it was close. We dissipate all of the threats in all moments.
We dissipate all of the threats in all moments. We dissipate all of the threats in all moments. We dissipate all of the threats in all moments. We dissipate all of the threats in all moments.
See how you're starting to feel better?
Yes.
See? I'm not going to usually say I told you so much, but I'm just thrilled that you're getting the relief that you need. So basically, the Akashic Records is just this mechanism to self-monitor you. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need to be tortured by your past, do you?
No, I do not.
We collapse and dissolve all of the Akashic Records in all moments.
We collapse and dissolve all of the Akashic Records in all moments. We collapse and dissolve all of the Akashic Records in all moments. We collapse and dissolve all of the Akashic Records in all moments. We collapse and dissolve all of the Akashic Records in all moments.
How does that feel? Freeing?
Yeah, right now, yes, yes.
Why do you say right now? What else is there besides right now?
You're right.
So, other things that you've done have been in male energy. There's not too many people who work in goddess. I don't know anyone else who works totally in goddess like I do. Okay? So don't compare me to past failures. We release comparing Jen to past failures in all moments.
We release comparing Jen to past failures in all moments. We release comparing Jen to past failures in all moments. We release comparing Jen to past failures in all moments. We release comparing Jen to past failures in all moments.
So do you feel the energy going into your thighs? For some reason you have issues with your thighs. What is your issue with your thighs? Your thighs are beautiful.
I there's nothing on a conscious level that I feel an issue about. I think my legs are great.
Okay, good. Do you feel the energy move down into your thighs?
Yeah, I can feel something for sure.
Good. So what we're going to do is to empower you even more. See, what people don't realize is like when they get freaked out, like they're going insane, it's because so much is coming at them and they're not outflowing.
Right.
So that's why recording this to help others will help you, because it keeps the energy flowing and it doesn't stop at you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's why people think that I'm just like, whatever, but no, that helps you to help others. This society has been trained to be selfish on purpose. Getting birthday gifts, getting Christmas gifts, getting candy at holidays and sacred events. That's all training the psyche to be selfish and to take instead of give. But now you know the secret. You must give. You must outflow. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that tab because I felt it collapse and dissolve, but we're also collapsing and dissolving all the Akashic records and all the goddesses out there. So they're not threatened and tortured by their past. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Does it make sense, though?
Yes.
Does it feel intrusive?
No, it does not.
Okay, the thought that it's intrusive is something that would come from male energy to keep us trapped in a way, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, we collapse and dissolve all the Akashic records of all goddesses and God in all moments.
We collapse and dissolve all Akashic records of goddesses and gods in all moments. All Akashic records of goddesses and gods in all moments.
Pause before goddesses and after goddesses and gods, though, okay? It's kind of juicy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost it. It was long for me. I'm sorry.
No, you don't apologize. You did great. Just after gods and goddesses, pause. We collapse and dissolve all Akashic records of all goddesses and gods in all moments.
We collapse and dissolve all Akashic records for goddesses.
Of goddesses and gods.
Of goddesses and gods in all moments. Collapse and dissolve all Akashic records of goddesses and gods in all moments. We collapse and dissolve all Akashic records of goddesses and gods in all moments. We collapse and dissolve all Akashic records of goddesses and gods in all moments.
So do you know why I preferences goddesses and gods and not everyone?
No.
Because goddesses and gods are those who know, who are self-aware and don't need the Akashic records to keep them in check. If you do this for someone who is still in selfish mode, it'll just make them more selfish and rob them of the self-awareness to recalibrate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you're not deciding who it is. The universe decides. The universe knows. Innate intelligence knows. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now that you're allowing me to access your energy a little bit more, you were really pinched and closed off. You know that, right?
Yes.
Now you're trusting me, so I can go in energetically and open your energy up more, okay?
Okay.
You closed in the sacred vessel some. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
We open our sacred vessel in all moments.
We open our sacred vessel in all moments. We open our sacred vessel in all moments. We open our sacred vessel in all moments. We open our sacred vessel in all moments.
So you
I feel like I know why, Jen.
I know why too. Tell me what you know and then I'll tell you what I know.
I was abused.
Of course you were abused. Of course, goddess is always abused. Of course you were. We release the abuse in all moments.
We release the abuse in all moments. We release the abuse in all moments. We release the abuse in all moments. We release the abuse in all moments.
How do you think male energy prevents goddess from transcending? It separates each goddess and does a number on her. I'd be surprised if there's a goddess out there that wasn't abused and violated and demoralized and humiliated. I've been it all. I see it all. I know. But what we do now is we're shifting you from the microcosm, because we could go into all the abuse and stuff, right? And we could spend a lot of time there, right?
Right.
So we're not going to do that today, because we're just going to shift you to a higher vantage point that says, screw that. So I'm raising your vantage point above that, okay?
Okay.
So for you, your goal is to not go into victim mode and to stay in goddess energy.
Okay.
We stay out of victim mode in all moments.
We stay out of victim mode in all moments. We stay out of victim mode in all moments. We stay out of victim mode in all moments. We stay out of victim mode in all moments.
Because you can make your vantage point as low as you want. And when you make your vantage point that low, you've been tricked. Because from that vantage point, all of this stuff is really heavy and overwhelming. And that's what you did to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm bringing you back to the vantage point of goddess. And from goddess, of course we've all been raped. Of course we've all. But it's from the vantage point of goddess, it's just part of the journey. And we've survived it, and we've thrived it. And now we're in a position of, like, not ruminating in the victim. Of course it was traumatic. Of course, I'm not taking that away from you. But the way we assist ourselves in healing is to assist others in healing. So the more goddesses we heal of their afflictions, the more we heal ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Can you imagine what I've been through to have to awaken all of humanity this way? So the tendency to be in victim mode, if I can stay out of victim mode, anybody can, because I know what I've been through. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And if I can do it, I can ask you to do it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not invalidating your story. I understand. I get it. We release suppressing ourselves in the microcosm in all moments.
I heard we release, and then I missed what you said. We release
suppressing ourselves
in the microcosm. And okay, we release suppressing ourselves in the microcosm. In all moments.
Good.
We release suppressing ourselves in the microcosm in all moments. We release suppressing ourselves.
No, not depressing, suppressing.
Depressing, yes, suppressing ourselves. Okay. In the microcosm in all moments. We release suppressing ourselves in the microcosm in all moments.
We maintain the vantage point of goddess in all moments.
We retain the vantage point of goddess in all moments.
Maintain, hun.
We maintain the vantage point of goddess in all moments. We maintain the vantage point of goddess in all moments. We maintain the vantage point of goddess in all moments. We maintain the vantage point of goddess in all moments.
So you see from this vantage point up here with me, right? You're up here with me now, right?
Right.
So you're kind of out of the body, and then the energy can just flush out your body. Do you see this? Because you're not locked in preventing it.
Yes, I was stuck in there.
Don't say, why did you have to say that? Every time you, why? I understood what you meant. Why do you have to say the negative words? So your brain doesn't know past, present, and future. So when you say, I was stuck in there, the brain hears, I am stuck in there, and remains stuck in there. Do you see?
I see now.
Okay. We release being stuck in there in all moments.
We release being stuck in there in all moments.
Ah!
We release being stuck in there in all moments. We release being stuck in there in all moments. We release being stuck in there in all moments.
Good. Now feel the energy flow again. So you have to maintain your composure to not bring it back by formulated in ugly words. So you know the ugly words, right? Anything of a lower vibration that can trap you. We release trapping ourselves in ugly words in all moments.
We release trapping ourselves in ugly words in all moments. We release trapping ourselves in ugly words in all moments. We release trapping ourselves in ugly words in all moments. We release trapping ourselves in ugly words in all moments.
So the more you need to define something, the more you're trapping it into the lower worlds. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so as goddess and higher consciousness, we perceive an energy. Not too many people perceive an energy, but we'll teach them, right?
Yes.
And so what happens, I know you're happy about this session. You're like amazed at the shift so easily, right?
Yes.
All right, I love you. You know that. I told you I would take care of you. I told you. Right?
Yes.
You didn't believe. You were in lower consciousness. Now you're in higher consciousness. Oh, yeah. So you're talking to me a lot in energy. Do you understand you're talking to me in energy?
No.
So, yes, we're having a conversation in energy. So I find it distracting to tell you what you're saying in energy, but you're saying it makes so much sense. It's so spacious up here. Why? And you like to talk a little bit. I don't know. And you go, why? Why have I wasted so much time down there? I don't get it. And it's like, it's okay. But you're like going on and on. Do you hear yourself at all?
No, not at all.
But that sounds like you, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not making this up. Let me just calm you down in energy. Excuse me. Let me just calm you down in energy. Oh, we even out my energy in Goddess in all moments.
We even out my energy in Goddess in all moments. We even out my energy in Goddess in all moments. We even out my energy in Goddess in all moments.
So, we speak really clearly together in silence. And the more you practice speaking in silence, the more you'll help yourself perceive in energy. Now, most people on the planet are blind in energy. And so they rely on labels and definitions to maneuver in the dark. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what people are doing, like Goddess has her blinders off, she can see. But what she's doing is she still has her cane and she's still feeling around in the dark as she sees an energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you don't need to do that. And so what we need to do is teach all of the world that feeling around in the dark with the cane and tapping it against the side of something, that's what labels are doing. Do you get that profound awareness that I'm trying to share with you?
I understand.
So the more we take labels out of the way, the more people can learn to perceive an energy. And that's part of, like, this whole thing about not being able to tell if someone's male or female. We're taking away the labels of male or female or gay or straight or whatever, what race, what religion, all these things where we strip people down to things we tap in the dark with our cane to feel around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
See, you're so aware in energy. Do you see why you were suffering so much?
Yes.
It might not be a great epiphany for you. It's because it's so subtle, because you being in Goddess energy is so subtle, but it's so profound. How bad did you push away your husband?
No, I don't. I mean, I have to say today I did because...
Okay, so you did. So don't argue. Don't argue with increments. So what you did is you went into the microcosm and you hunkered into the microcosm and you pushed him away and that made him worse. Made it worse, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We release hunkering in the microcosm in all moments.
We release hunkering in the microcosm in all moments.
Nope, see, you forgot your pauses. We release hunkering in the microcosm in all moments.
We release hunkering in the microcosm in all moments. We release hunkering in the microcosm in all moments. we release, hunkering in the microcosm in all moments. We release, hunkering in the microcosm in all moments.
See, I got distracted. We didn't do the tap for all God, and did we do the tap for all goddess and goddesses? We collapsed the Akashic records? I can't remember. Did we do that?
I believe so.
Okay, good. See, so when I'm in goddess, I'm not accessing the brain or the mind. I'm in higher consciousness. So to some people, it may seem like I don't remember things or I'm feeble. But that's not accurate. I have all the information I need from higher consciousness. That's like the dumb blonde syndrome, where someone isn't connected to their brain, but they know enough to get by and everything. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have a question?
No.
About your kids?
No.
Okay, good. Not even about if they're God or goddess, or if they, where they are?
No.
Okay. We're going to hang up on this, and you're going to say, oh, that's what I was asking, and I didn't know I was asking. Right?
Probably, but...
What?
I'm just absorbing everything and just taking it in and just feeling good.
Good. We repair and fortify my Wei Qi in all moments.
My Wei Qi?
Yeah, that's the skin on your energy field.
We repair and fortify my Wei Qi in all moments. We repair and fortify my Wei Qi in all moments. We repair and fortify my Wei Qi in all moments. We repair and fortify my Wei Qi in all moments.
We repair all schisms in my sound frequency in all moments.
We repair all schisms in my sound frequency in all moments. We repair all schisms in my sound frequency in all moments. We repair all schisms in my sound frequency in all moments. We repair all schisms in my sound frequency in all moments.
We repair all fragmentation in my light emanation in all moments.
We repair all fragmentation in my light emanation in all moments. We repair all fragmentation in my light emanation in all moments. We repair all fragmentation in my light emanation in all moments. We repair all fragmentation in my light emanation in all moments.
Oh, did you see how that allowed more breath to come into you, more energy to come into you? It wasn't physical breath, but it was more energy. We expounded your energy. Did you feel that?
I did not.
Okay, don't say I did not. Try to say, try to leave it open like, try not to say no when you're talking in energy, because that can shut a door.
Okay.
So I know that you felt it because I felt it and I'm feeling what you feel. So I'm not telling you because I need an answer. I already know what the answer is. Okay. What I'm doing is teaching you how to perceive an energy.
Okay.
So when you say no, you're shutting down that tutelage. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. What do you do for a living? Do you have to have a living?
I am a teacher, but I'm not teaching right now. I work part-time for my husband.
What does that entail?
He's in the insurance business.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good you stay out of the schools right now, right?
Yes.
it's silly to put children back in that position and teachers in that position. So I'm glad that you're smart and advocate for yourself.
Thank you.
So have you downloaded the energetic cleanse from my page yet?
I have.
Have you done any of the energetic cleanse?
I have done it. I've done it once, and I will definitely use it again.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, you're basically full-blown goddess. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I don't run into too many full-blown goddesses. So if you shut down and you gave a lot of yourself in teaching, I'm glad you're not teaching, and I'm glad that you're staying busy with your husband, but it's not that level of outflow you need to maintain goddess energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you need to maintain a level of outflow and giving back to maintain goddess energy so you stay balanced. And that's why you were freaking out. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It's almost like a helium, one of those riding balloons that needs to maintain the helium or whatever to stay afloat. You need to maintain the outflow of giving to such a degree that it keeps you balanced. Okay?
Yes.
That's what a God being does. That's what your omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence is. And that's your status quo, is the outflow. We maintain the status quo of outflow in all moments.
We maintain the status flow.
No, status quo, not status flow.
Sorry,
how cute.
Sorry. We maintain the status quo of outflow in all moments. We maintain the status quo of outflow in all moments. We maintain the status quo of outflow in all moments. We maintain the status quo of outflow in all moments.
So I'm going to give you this way to do this, because you don't know how to do that, right? You're in lockup, right?
Right.
That's where, do you have any of my books?
No.
Okay, I have books. You could order my books, but I have some books. You can come over and I will give you some of my books today. Or whenever you can come over.
Thank you, Jen.
And then, What you'll do is you'll use them, and whenever there's a set of taps in there, you'll do them as a surrogate for all gods and goddesses in all moments. Okay?
Okay.
So I have this one book. It's called The Perpetual Calendar. And this is one of the ones, the Adepts. You know about the Adepts, right?
No.
The Adepts are my spirit guides, but they're not like archangels or whatever. They were human form at one point, and they have gone through everything that we have gone through, and they've maintained this rugged vibration of physicality along with their spirituality. So basically, we're training to be adepts. We can maintain our physical body and be God beings at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so the Adepts... There's some of my books, the Adepts, have been particular in having me write. One of them was The Turning Point. It was all the tips I did in 2018. And what we see is current events right now is a precipitation of all the tips that me and a few goddesses did for humanity. Okay?
Okay.
And then there is a perpetual calendar. And what that is like some people don't have a daily practice of yoga or meditation. Meditation, in my view, is all tainted, because if people are still in the mental realms are all polluted, just like the air and the water is in the physical. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you just go into the mental realms, you're not going high enough to get replenished. So I have a book of taps to do every day. And if you do them as a surrogate, I have one of those here. If you do those as a surrogate for all gods and goddesses, doing that every day will be enough to keep your balance in God and goddess yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we can figure out a time that you can come over and get those. And can you come today?
I can come today.
Okay. Because I'd rather you have them, because you were in dire straits before now. So I would rather you have these tools right at your hand and a gift from Goddess herself so you can maintain your Goddess. Okay?
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Can you come in an hour?
Sure.
Okay. I have a session at 12. Come at 12:30, and then
come at 12:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 11:30 now. Come at 12:30. Okay.
Okay, and then I will give you these books, and I will give you a hug, and I will look at you and make sure that you're well, which I already know you are. But most people can't come to me in person like you can. Okay, so this is nice.
Thank you, and I just need your address, and you'll send
it. Well, I'm not going to put it on you right now.
I know.
There was a funny thing happened. One day I was given a radio show, right? And so I'm on the air, and then the doorbell rang, and it was the police. And the police, and someone had died on my street, and the police wanted my address and everything, and I was actually recording the radio show as I'm talking to the police. So I had to block out my address because he was adamant that I give him my address. It was the funniest thing.
Oh,
anyways.
Wow.
And the other book is an SFT book. It has all the tabs for all these different physicality things, but they come from past lives and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, now that I think of it, the adepts were adamant that I write a lot of the books. So, because they wanted the tree book written, the one to teach people how to write, listen to trees, the animal book. My first book, which is Case Studies, where I look like Madame Blavatsky, identical.
Yes.
We are centered and empowered in all moments.
We are centered and empowered in all moments. We are centered and empowered in all moments. We are centered and empowered in all moments. We are centered and empowered in all moments.
Good. Take a deep breath. Did you like your session?
Yes, Jen. Thank you so much.
See, and you were going to cancel. You tried to cancel.
No, my ego tried to cancel.
I know, but don't say no to me. Don't argue with me, but
oh.
Yes. We release having a pissing contest with Goddess in all moments.
We release having a pissing contest with Goddess in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
We release having a pissing contest with Goddess in all moments. We release having a pissing contest with Goddess in all moments. We release having a pissing contest with Goddess in all moments.
Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording, and then I'm going to give you my address, okay?
Okay.
So you liked your session? Did it feel like it shifted you out of that freak out?
Yes, I'm just grabbing a pen. I definitely feel like it shifted me out of freak out mode. Definitely.
Okay. Good. All right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, all right. You're off getting your pen. You're not even paying attention to me and the listener.
No. Yes, I am. You asked if I felt it shifted me out of.
I know, but we couldn't hear you because you were off on your little excursion to find your pen. Did you find your pen?
I haven't, yes.
Okay. All right. So this was great. I'm glad that we did this now. And Thank you for letting me give this to others, okay?
You're welcome.
All right.